Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our guests today on Faith and Freedom are David and Jason Benham, and they are known to you in this listening audience. You have known them. You followed their story with regards to their TV program that they were doing and their ministry and their impact that they're having. We're going to be talking to them about their story and about what they see happening in our country today. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me, of course, is David and Jason Benham. Welcome to Faith and Freedom.
Hey, thanks, Matt. Glad to be here.
Good to be on.
Go ahead, and for those who want to have a recap of your story, give us a recap of some of the things that you encountered that ultimately catapulted both of you into the national spotlight.
Well, Matt, this is David speaking, and Jason and I, in 2010, were at the height of our career. We had already retired from professional baseball and had started a real estate company. We had 100 offices across 35 states, and in 2012, a production company reached out to us and wanted to put us on reality TV. So as a result of a sizzle clip they put together on us and our family, we live on the same street in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're both happily married by God's grace. I don't know how Jason did it, but we have 9 kids between the two of us. I have 5. He only has 4. Anyway, so 5 networks wanted our show, and it was a flipping show called Flip It Forward. And at TLC, made us our first offer, but HG came in and said, we want to offer you guys no pilot, straight to series, 6 one-hour episodes. You'll air in the fall of 2014. And they did all their background checks on us, found that we were very strongly pro-life and pro-marriage. In 2012, we voted for Amendment 1 in North Carolina, which was to amend our Constitution to say that marriage is between a man and a woman. And it passed by 67%, an overwhelming majority. Anyway, so HG was great, loved us. We were with them for 18 months. We were doing pre-production, then actually filming the show. We were 5 weeks into a 10-week film shoot in the spring of 14, and that's when GLAAD and Right Wing Watch and other activist groups began to bully and call and target not only Jason and me, but HGTV. And when they found that HG was not going to fire us, they stepped up their attacks by writing a brand new story, making us look like idiots. Excuse me, to make Jason look like an idiot, but they actually made me look like one too. Anyway, as a result of that, HG called us and said, listen, guys, and they used these words, we have to pander to these groups. We're firing you. So they fired us. And but they felt like they had to pander to these groups, and what Jason and I now have experienced is that launched us kind of onto this national platform, not that we were ever looking for it, but the next thing you know, Megyn Kelly and O'Reilly and Hannity and everybody's calling us, the CNNs, HBO, TMZ, Hollywood Insider, they're calling us saying, hey, give us the story of what really happened. And what Jason and I saw, we saw the inside of the devil's lair in terms of this thought mafia that targets Christians and big business that just panders to it, and television networks that pander to it, and even worse, ministries. Jason and I had 2 pretty large ministers and ministries call us and say, guys, we're standing with you, but we're not going to be vocal about it. And so what we find ourselves is we've kind of been thrust onto this platform saying, guys, let's stand with courage. If you call yourself a believer, speaking the truth in love is what sets the captive free. We can't be silent at a moment like this in our nation's history.
Well, I know you were certainly not propelled on the national platform only that way, because you were already on a national platform within the real estate market, because you were at the top of your game, literally at the top of the nation across the country. And so this would have been, I think, an extremely popular program with your expertise, with the way that you all banter back and forth, as you can obviously tell how they're bantering here. Just imagine this on a reality TV show where they're actually flipping houses. And you had a ministry purpose in mind in doing that. And the only reason why 2 people who were the most qualified, who would have had a top-rated television show, were ultimately cut from doing that is because of your beliefs and your actions with regards to pro-life and marriage, because you not only held those beliefs, you would tweet about those. You didn't do anything hostile or negative or caustic, but you are obviously Christians and you don't hide your faith. You're pro-life, standing for the sanctity of human life, and you believe and support God's natural created order of marriage. For that alone, you are also just targeted. So, Jason, as you're walking through this, did you have questions? How did you struggle with this in relationship to God and what was going on? Tell us how you walked through that. What kind of practical experience can you share with our listeners?
You know, that's a great question, Matt, because David and I, when we were going through the entire situation, we drew a lot of courage and strength from the book of Daniel and what he went through as a young man being in Babylon. And, you know, he felt all alone, and yet he stood strong. You know, he had customs that he had built into his life that when the heat turned up, he stood strong. And so, interestingly enough, we wrote our first book, Whatever the Cost, talking about our story. But our second book is Living Among Lions, How to Thrive Like Daniel in Today's Babylon, to help other people to build their stories and to stand strong. And we learned that Daniel had commitments that transformed his lifestyle, and those two things, Matt, led to him being courageous in a way that transformed his culture. And that's how David and I got through it, and by God's grace, we were able to get it in book format to help other people get through the dark culture that many people say is just like Babylon today.
Well, I highly encourage the listeners here to order your books. And Whatever the Cost is your first book. Living Among Lions is the second book, How to Thrive Like Daniel in Today's Babylon by David and Jason Benham. These books are fantastic. They not only catalog the story, but they have, I think, some of the best scriptural insight. One of the things I think that hit me when I read your first book is from young with your father, Flip Benham, who has been very involved in the pro-life movement, you really learn to dig into the scriptures and have a solid Christian worldview. So although these things were tough and certainly we're human and we would have questions at different times along the way, it's your Christian faith that grounded you from the very beginning.
That's right. That's exactly right. Matt, this is David. Let me just jump in there real quick and just say, our faith must become a framework through which we live faithfully. You see, we don't have the freedom of worship in America. We have the freedom of religion, which means you can exercise your religion into every area of your life, in the way you vote, with how you handle your finances, where you decide to attend the gathering of the church, where your children go to school. I mean, you name it, how you interact in your community. It's your faith. It's your framework. This whole idea it started in the church, and now it's clearly in the political realm, that you are to divorce your faith from the way you vote or the state or your finances or the marketplace. That is a dichotomy that Satan loves for people to have, to believe that there is a difference between the sacred and the secular. So we were taught very early on that if your theology is not your biography, then your theology is worthless. And so our dad, by God's grace, we had a good dad, and that's one of the things that we're seeing across cities in America today, is a real loss of fatherlessness, especially spiritual fatherlessness that we see. So it's time for spiritual leaders to rise up and to be dads, to be spiritual dads, to speak the truth in love, and to see that Christians grow in their faith by making it a framework through which they live faithfully in every area of life.
Well, your life story and how you portray it in your books really, I think, sets the template for all Christians, because this is not a battle, if it's going to happen, with regards to being challenged on the sanctity of human life, but also even more now coercively on the issue of marriage and the LGBT agenda. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when that's going to come to you. And everyone needs to be prepared. And the only way to really be prepared is to be grounded in your Christian faith, to let that permeate everything in your life, and to learn about what's happening in our culture. And you are a prime example. So David and Jason, thank you so much for being on our program today and for sharing your story. I encourage the listeners here. These are top shelf books. I encourage you to buy them for your friends, people at the church, in your office, for your family. Whatever the Cost is the first book. And the second book, Living Among Lions. Both books, I think, are a must. And not only do they give you what's going on in the country through the lives of David and Jason Benham, but they give you solid scriptural grounding how to deal with these kinds of issues in your life. And it's applicable to all areas of our life. Again, our guests have been David and Jason Benham. The books are Whatever the Cost and Living Among Lions. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website to buy those books, lc.org. You can also do a inquiry for scheduling them in your church, your college, your community. A very powerful message that they will bring to your community. Go to benhambrothers.com. You can also go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org for more information. Let us know what you're seeing out there in the community so that we can get involved, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.